Hello and welcome to the Friday, July 12th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from London, England. Microsoft is reporting that one of the vulnerabilities being patched by this week's patch, Tuesday patches, is already been exploited in the wild. The patch in question is MS-1355. That's the Internet Explorer rollup patch, and the vulnerability is CVE-2013-3163, which is one of the many vulnerabilities being patched by MS-1355. Turns out that this Internet Explorer bug is actually not that terribly trivial to exploit, but in this case, the attacker leverages a Flash applet in order to make exploitation more reliable. The exploit does bypass some of the more common protection methods like ASLR and DEP that are employed in modern versions of Windows. However, properly configured EMET may be able to block this particular exploit as of EMET version 3 if heap spray is detected and the multiple ROP mitigations are enabled. ROP is return-oriented programming, and that's a common technique being used to bypass data execution protection, which is one of the protection mechanisms that this particular exploit bypasses. So the short summary here is make sure you apply the bulletins as quickly as possible, in particular the Internet Explorer rollup patch. And then, of course, EMET, again, does provide some meaningful additional protection. Talking about exploits in the wild, we had now several times backdoors being uncovered in Hewlett-Packard products. Turns out that Hewlett-Packard now responded to the latest such finding in its HP Store virtual storage systems. The password and username that is hard-coded into these products has already been published. Now, HP acknowledges that the problem exists and that the functionality at this point cannot be disabled. However, they are working on a patch and hope to release it within a week, according to HP, before July 17th, which would put it mid next week. We should see a patch for this particular vulnerability. So if you are using these products, keep an eye out for the patch. And D-Link released a new firmware for its cameras, or at least quite a few different cameras released by D-Link, fixing a couple of security issues. First of all, it updates Universal Plug and Play with security fixes, but then it is also making the authentication for the RTSP, for the actual video stream, mandatory by default. The odd part about this particular security patch is that I can only find it on the German site for D-Link. I haven't really found anything about it on the US site, so not 100% sure what's going on here, if these different language models use different firmware, but the cameras at least appear to be identical, so I would think that the firmware should be similar too. And if you're using Avira antivirus, you may have experienced some problems today if you deactivated the browser protection. Apparently, if you did so, it blocked all internet access from your web browser. And this was caused by a bad signature update that should be fixed now. So if you're still having the problem, make sure that you're running the latest signatures. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.